You're everyone, I'm Wally, and the rest of the listeners are Brennan, and we're roasting chips, yes. Never mind, I guess not before that. Hi, we're live.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone.
What's up?
We're not doing the other thing because I need a better computer and better internet for it.
Oh, yeah, we're back on Zoom. Also because last time I was bleeped out of existence for just a little bit, like the last like 20 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Until after it was over. And it's still up uploaded. So you can watch it if you want to, but you'll miss every bit of context from the last 20 minutes, especially.
You'll just hear me and RJ go like radio silent and then just... And then you'll hear us respond to that radio silence.
Yeah. Honestly, I do not think the last 20 minutes of the last episode was like super interesting, except for I made the funniest joke at the very end. So you just hear this pause, and then Wally and RJ burst into laughter. And I assumed it would be immortalized on the internet, but apparently not. Apparently no one will ever witness my hilarious joke.
No, because it wasn't even recording you.
Nope.
Me and RJ could still see and hear you, but it wasn't recording you. Mm-hmm. We're out of content for the first time since we started, essentially. At least the first time this year we're out of content.
I've been praying for this day, or it just stopped into this onslaught of like chores of like, okay, we have to name off everything now.
And if you haven't noticed, this is our Halloween episode. Because everyone has to have that Halloween episode.
Oh, it is. Oh, in case you couldn't costume.
Yeah.
Dang, I forgot.
Me too.
If
you guys can even find me on my screen, like, I don't know.
I mean, I just got off work here. This is my work suit.
You should totally wear that to work one day.
Yeah. It just I had lots of long hours plaguing the Batman today. As you can see or hear. Or not here, as you can see, but not hear, or if you're just hearing or unaware of, we're in.
Oh, no.
Well, he's frozen. If you're not, then you're not really listening to it.
You froze.
Was I frozen? I was frozen?
You froze for that part.
Wow.
We're in costumes.
Wow. Yeah. We are in costumes.
Brennan is dressed as I guess you guys can guess who Brennan is dressed as. Give you a riddle or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Riddler.
You froze on my screen now. Wow. This is just a whole mess here. This is
everything is a mess.
I got it. Hold on. Twist a little tie in here. Our podcast is haunted. There we go. That's a spooky Halloween vibe.
Haunted by bad internet.
Yeah.
And I am, I'm Where's Waldo, obviously. But since my name is Wally, it's Where's Wally. So.
Yes.
Yep. Oh no, he froze again. You froze again.
Wow.
This is
first name Wares, last name Wally. Let me get that joke out right now before I freeze again.
Oh, this is gonna be a mess of a podcast. Yes.
I'm not Brennan still. I'm the Riddler.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. I'm just very consistent here.
But we're gonna do news and then we're gonna talk about Halloween stuff.
Because,
like I said, we have no content. We'll give our quick thoughts in the last episode of What If, real quick.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that.
I almost didn't do it until like five minutes before this episode.
Wow.
So, So let's get in the news, shall we?
Hopefully I don't freeze
and you hear everything.
Yeah.
But new Star Wars books were announced recently.
What was that?
New Star Wars books were announced recently.
Yes.
They all have release dates in 2022, and they are as follows. The first one will actually, I don't know what the chronological order of them all is, but first one is Shadows of the Sith by Adam Christopher, which is about Lando and Luke chasing OG Bess Dune from The Rise of Skywalker, and it's set between episodes 6 and 7. Brotherhood by Mike Chen, which is about Obi-Wan and Anakin pre-Clone Wars TV show post episode 2. And Ventress is set to make an appearance. And the last one is Padawan by Kristen White, which is about Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon right after Dooku leaves the Jedi Order and right as Obi-Wan becomes a Padawan, set pre-episode 1 and pre-Master of Apprentice. So we get to see Padawan, like really young Padawan Obi-Wan.
Neat.
Yeah. And then there's another...
I eat this sandwich. This is what I wanted to do before the podcast started. But... oh, well. I'll do the show, man.
It's okay. Just as long as it doesn't become ASMR, we're all good, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But I'm excited for those books. They all sound interesting.
It goes from a chip roasting to sandwich chewing.
And now we have the name of the podcast, Sandwich Chewing with Wally and Brennan.
God.
But yeah, I kind of can't wait for the Padawan book, you know, with Obi-Wan. He froze. Like, you take a bite. You made the win. Oh my
cannot
God.
Cannot wait to watch this one back.
You guys have to watch this one. If you're listening to this podcast, you got to change over. But anyway.
I cannot wait to watch this one back and.
Next piece of news. Lucasfilms is hosting something called Bring Home the Bounty, which essentially is a merch drop every week and up until the Book of Boba Fett. On the website, they have icons for each week, kind of teasing what that week's merch is going to be. You know, there's one of with Ahsoka's horns. There's one with Yoda's head, whatnot. And the week of December 14th has a video game controller. People are starting to speculate that this is an announcement of a brand new canon video game. Some are speculating the Jedi Fallen Order prequel or sequel. And, but yeah, I hope it's a High Republic video game, but that's just me. So new Star Wars video game coming out soon. Nice. Brennan is just so ecstatic about all this news.
Sorry. I was still chewing here and you kept like freezing. Like,
oh, jeez.
Am I frozen now?
You were frozen for a second, yeah.
Do we need to wait until we have better internet?
I'm not going to get any better internet because if I unplug my computer, it will die. So,
interesting.
I'm getting a new computer anyway soon. So,
hey, cool. Happy Halloween.
Oh, this is going to be a bitch to edit. But I happen to have
an inside source about the video game. So you saying that like helped remind me that we are getting a new video game here. Mm-hmm. It's an exclusive on the Xbox One or no, that looks like Xbox One. What's the new Xbox? You know what? Xbox it doesn't One, matter. Yeah. This is a joke.
Or Xbox X.
Do not have to the Xbox Series X. Okay, cool. It's on that one then, and it's
oh, I knew that was gonna happen. No,
and it's just
it froze right as you said, what? Right as the punchline was coming, and I knew it was gonna happen. This, Brandon, this is a disaster. Oh my God, we're gonna have to go through this news quick. This might be the short podcast that we always say.
Yeah. This will be the short podcast. We'll probably cut this. We'll just probably like just do news, maybe a couple Halloween things, and then we'll just end it there.
Yeah, because this is a mess. But
we'll be back soon. But anyway, the video game really quickly, Xbox exclusive. They managed to get the rights to Grogu stamp collecting, and it's as exciting as it sounds. So
ready for that. That's funny. Last piece of Star Wars news, there is a rumor that Hayden Christensen will return for Star Wars and Ahsoka. Perhaps in the flashbacks, perhaps as Force Ghost.
The role of Ahsoka is what I've heard.
Oh, that'd be funny. No, there's a ton of Marvel news, of course. But Marvel India tweeted out Monday, October 5th, that Blade is supposed to be released October 7th, 2022. This does somewhat contradict the news that the filming was pushed back to early 2022, but that means... we're a little closer to Blade than expected, so. Oh, great. Catherine Hahn will return as Agatha Harkness, and we'll get a spin-off Disney Plus show. It was announced at New York Comic Con, and the time period of the show was unknown. People were thinking a prequel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was personally hoping for, like, a direct sequel where it's just, like, her unaware of who she is being an annoying neighbor. Just
who?
Disney Disney releases just like a straight like sitcom, no Marvel twist or anything. It's just Agatha being being an annoying neighbor for like 23 episode seasons, five seasons, steady decline of quality the entire time.
That'd be great. Will Poulter will be joining the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 as Adam Warlock. He is best known for playing the fake son in We're the Millers. He's also in The Maze Runner, apparently. This was reported by a few sources like The Hollywood Reporter and was confirmed later on Twitter by James Gunn.
Nice.
So that'll be interesting. You know, with as many issues we're having with the internet right now, it's a good thing that there's not a third person. Because yeah. RJ was supposed to join us. But the internet.
He's in space.
Yes, he is with the aliens. That's exactly what he told me.
Right now. Yeah. Or he told me. It's actually the aliens trying to disguise the fact that they took him by telling you that they took him. And you'd be like, oh, haha, it's a joke. But it's not.
Gotcha. A new trailer. We got a new trailer for Hawkeye on the 14th, which confirmed that two episodes coming out on November 24th, not just one.
That was cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this show. Like, I'm really hyped for it, especially after such a long time without anything. It'll be nice to have something again.
I mean, we are going to have the Eternals.
Oh, yeah. But that's just one weekend, though.
Well, at least be some kind of content there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that or not. You frozen my screen. But
no, I knew what you meant. I knew what you were saying.
Yeah.
I know my connection is unstable, computer.
I feel like if somebody listening to this wants to get really wasted really quickly, just take a shot
every time
either one of us says, oh, you're frozen, or just the word frozen.
It's like that episode with Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is not a drinking game, though. The Mark Hamill episode was just alcohol poisoning.
That's true. That was 56 times. That'd be 56 shots. Yeah. That's pure death, at least a quarter of the way through the episode.
Nobody do that, please. We do not want to be held liable.
No. Tom Holland, in an interview the other day, said, we all treated No Way Home as the end of the franchise. This leads to uncertainty about both Holland as Spider-Man and Spider-Man in the MCU as a whole. So, you know.
And the interesting thing with that is, like, the Spider-Man movies really haven't been standalone in any regard.
No.
With other movies. Mm-hmm. So for people to be like, oh, yeah, this is just the end. It's like, unless they turn it into something standalone somehow, there's no way that it can be the end of anything.
Right.
Really? So I don't know what to think about Spider-Man. It feels like we've gotten so much about it and still don't know anything at all. But like, the more we kind of get without knowing anything, it's kind of the worse it makes me feel about the movie.
Yeah.
Like, if I hadn't been told anything, I'd be super hype. And now all this stuff that's coming out about it, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I get the same feeling. I mean, that's how I kind of felt when they announced they were doing the multiverse. I mean, I haven't wanted the multiverse. We've been not reporting about it, but we've talked about it since last December.
Yeah.
So.
Because especially, you know, two movies ago with Black Widow, it was an all right movie, but it wasn't one of my favorites by any means.
Sure.
Was fantastic. I really liked Shang-Chi a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're going in a good direction now. But then, you know, the Eternals had its red carpet premiere or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, the critic reviews are less.
It's not been amazing.
Positive.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's just, you know, the critics were looking for something else, but the audiences will really enjoy the movie still. Mm-hmm. But it is possible that Marvel has kind of started to lose their way with movies here now that it's not as obvious what they're building up to and how they're building up to it is like smaller heroes, different kinds of stories. They may be trying to treat these stories in the same way as before, which won't work. Like we really can't know anything about the Eternals. Everyone who's like either criticizing it or defending it right now can't really do so well because obviously nobody else besides the critics has seen the movie.
Right.
But I really hope that they're still in a positive direction, because if the Eternals turns out to actually not be good in the audience's eyes, mm-hmm. it doesn't give me much hope for Spider-Man.
Right. Because it's trying to take these massive events and shove it into one movie where, you know, it probably should be more than one. Yeah. On the same subject as Spider-Man, Charlie Cox was asked in an interview what he would do if someone else were to be cast as Daredevil in the MCU. He said he would go down and he said, and I quote, "I would go down in my basement, grab the suit, and then hunt them down and make them fight me for it."
That was the perfect answer.
It was,
honestly,
right?
That was the perfect answer.
I love Charlie Cox. He's great. I hope he's and that's where, like, there's already so much going on in Spider-Man 3, and then I'm just like, but I want Charlie Cox still.
Yeah. I want only him.
Yeah.
Nice. Him and Tom Holland. Yeah. Yeah. That was just it.
That's it. Disney's delayed all of its upcoming MCU films, except the Eternals, coming next year. And the list goes as follows. Doctor Strange will go from the 25th of March to the 6th of May. Thor 4 will be the 6th of May to the 8th of July. Black Panther 2 will go from the 8th of July to the 11th of November, and the Marvels will go from the 11th of November to the 17th of February 2023.
They just shifted everything
back
one spot.
Yeah,
basically here. Yeah,
And Indiana Jones was also moved back, but no one cares about that. That was moved back an entire year.
It's so funny because the last time I rewatched the Indiana Jones movies, I realized I liked the first one a lot. Like, the first one is really, really good, and I don't like any of the other ones at all.
Well, it wasn't even a slow decline. It was like
it was just immediately they just jumped off.
Yeah.
And honestly, I do think like two is my least favorite. Then three was not horrible. Still not good, I don't think, but like it's tolerable. Mm-hmm. And then four was just weird.
Yeah. Is that the Crystal Skull one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was weird.
And now we're getting five for some reason.
Yes. Just because Lucasfilms doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I mean, they almost do. It's a very natural stopping point. And then like a couple of years later, they're like, oh, why did we stop there? I have no idea. Let's just start again without examining this with any kind of thought at all.
And then Harrison Ford, every time he's done with Indiana Jones, he's like, I'm done with this character. And then he comes back for another.
Poor Harrison Ford.
They write him a really big check.
Yeah. With Han Solo in Indiana Jones. It's like, I'm done. And he's like, okay, I'll come back, but only if you kill me off by my son throwing me off a balcony.
And shoving a lightsaber through his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the MCU has changed Kamala Khan or Ms. Marvel's power set for the MCU. I don't know much more about it, but apparently it changed her power set. And people are mad about it. I don't know how. I've seen the discourse on TikTok.
In the movie or like in like a comic
in the,
book
in the show
in, or yeah show sorry yeah.
yeah in the show yeah
how do we know anything about that yet? Like,
I don't know,
we haven't gotten like a trailer or anything, or we don't have a release date even.
No, people have just found out somehow because it's insiders, I guess. I don't know,
so it's just speculation then, I guess.
It
sounds like someone speculated they changed their powers. People got mad that someone that about
probably
the events of the speculation,
so. Probably I'm
excited for that series. So I wish they would give us a release because they said late 2021 first, and they still haven't really like officially announced a change.
Yeah.
But like it's going around that it got pushed back to 2022 instead. But on like Marvel or Disney's official site, it still says 2021, which obviously
not happening.
Unless they have it be at the same time as like the Book of Boba Fett.
Maybe. Well, but they would have announced it by now though, right?
I mean, yeah, you would think so, but
I don't know.
I would have thought we'd gotten some kind of announcement yet, regardless of when.
Right. I don't know. And lastly, on the Disney Marvel front, wow, I spelled Marvel wrong. Disney's announced a one-of-a-kind dining experience on the Disney Cruise Wish called Quantum Encounters. All I'm assuming is it's a character dining, but with Marvel characters, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
And then
Quantum
Sony.
Characters. Yes. Sony.
Wow, Sony has said that they have two unnamed Marvel films for 2023. Some speculate one will be the third Venom movie, but it's a wide open guess at this point.
Speaking of news, the Venom movie also came out. I believe it was out the last time
because RJ has seen it, and now I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yes.
Wow, I have still not.
It's okay.
Now, let me ask you, could I see it? Is it worth the time and monetary investment right now, or should I just wait till it's done on streaming?
Go see it.
Yeah.
Literally just for the end credit scene.
Interesting.
I mean, the movie's fine. It's a good movie. Right. I enjoyed it. The movie gave me joy, but it's Venom.
Okay. Oh, do we have a release date on the vampire movie? Who sounds like the time-traveling guy from Loki. Morbius, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to come out like March of next year, maybe.
All right, okay, because I'm excited for that one.
I think it's supposed to come out like the week before Thor, but now it doesn't have to compete with Thor.
Week before Doctor Strange, right? You said no, March.
I meant Doctor Strange. Something like that. It's close to it. We could look it up, but I don't want to. my phone's over here.
Yeah, that's way too far.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's all the way over here.
Yes.
DC Fandom happened this previous Saturday or two Saturdays ago.
We're like all the trailers dropped for everything.
Right. And basically, we got a Black Adam trailer, a Batman, another Batman trailer, and a Flash look.
A Flash look. Kind of trailer.
Yeah, first look, kind of a teaser. That's what they're called.
Yeah. There were lots of teasers called trailers and trailers called teasers.
Right.
There was like the Batman got like a main trailer, which I've never seen that term used for trailers before. Usually it's like trailer one, trailer two.
Mm-hmm.
So main trailer was weird to see, but neat.
Yeah. Did anything like catch your eye?
I like the Flash trailer a lot. Cause I was looking forward to that the most,
mm-hmm.
and getting to see a lot of the events. It's like, okay, I am excited for this movie still.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman movie. The trailer was fine. In my opinion, like I'm just trying to wait to see when it comes out,
mm-hmm.
see what it's like then. Cause you really can't tell a lot from Batman trailers, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, it's Batman. I've seen him in movies like six different times with different guys. It's like, it's kind of the same recycled thing. Like there's neat stuff. There's new for like diehard fans of Batman. It's super exciting. But I'm like, we'll just have to see how it plays out. Like in full the story there to see how it, differentiates itself from the other Batman movies. It is neat to see like more of the Riddler symbols, like when he was like stirring his coffee or whatever, not stirring, but like he got his little coffee thing, and the design and the foam was the question mark.
Yeah.
That was neat. But like I really like the Riddler as a character, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm just really scared that then we can like just really dark and like depressing and like not the like stupid fun dude who's like, "Hoo-hoo, I'm gonna ask you a riddle, and then if you get it right, I'll turn myself into the police." And it's like, you know, just like the fun dude from like classic comic book eras, where everything didn't have to be serious. Like serious storylines in comic books can be some of the coolest ones. Mm-hmm. Like not everything has to be super dark and serious like all the time.
Right. And a lot of people wanted like a really gritty Batman. I just almost like, they just kind of felt that they picked the wrong villain for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like for the Riddler, like there needs to be some kind of fun there where he's not just like all serious.
Right. Right.
So
they had plenty to choose from. I really want to see Scarecrow at some point. Like, I think he was in some of the other ones. The last
Scarecrow we got was Batman Begins, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen it. I think so.
Oh. Interesting. But, I was assuming were into like a lot of the comic book movies that the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy would have been something you watched.
Well, remember, I just got into this last year,
so I just haven't had
a chance to watch it. I mean, it's on. I think it's on HBO Max. So I mean, I might do that at some point. Sweet. But I like the Black Adam trailer. I thought that was cool, or the sneak preview. I thought that was cool. I'm excited for that. It'll be interesting to see The Rock kind of take on a role that's not explicitly The Rock, you know, because he kind of plays one role and he does it really well. So I'm excited to see what he does.
We also got a trailer for Young Justice season 4 and like a sneak peek in like the first 4 minutes of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the series is like out now, which I had been keeping an eye on, like if they were doing Young Justice season 4 still, like what would happen with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Like Young Justice season 1 and 2 aired on Cartoon Network way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when DC launched their streaming platform, which I don't remember what the name of that was. It was like DC Infinite, DC
something like that, yeah.
Unlimited or whatever.
Unlimited.
They released that. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're doing Young Justice season 3, and it was this big deal because a lot of people really liked Young Justice, but it left off, you know.
Right.
Kind of like, oh, we're going to do more episodes, but they didn't get the opportunity to do more. Mm-hmm. So they had season 3, and then the streaming platform was like, okay, and it's renewed for season 4. We're going to have another season. Mm-hmm. And then the streaming platform no longer exists now.
Right. So, it's all on HBO Max now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like, are they doing Young Justice season 4 still? Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening? And I'd been trying to keep an eye on it, had looked into it for a while. So I was very surprised after, you know, I saw the trailer for like Young Justice. I was like, oh, they're doing a season 4. I was like, oh, when's it out? And it's like, oh, it's out like right now. Like I can go on HBO Max and watch it. So I haven't watched it yet, right. But I'm excited to see more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, that is the most confusing cartoon I've ever watched. I really? Cannot keep track of characters. And there's so many characters.
Right.
They have so many heroes in there. Mm-hmm. Like I'm introduced to new ones constantly. I'm like, I cannot keep you straight.
Mm-hmm.
Like who's who.
Did they mention anything about season 3 for Harley Quinn? Because I've been waiting for that. Have you watched that show?
Seeing anything now?
Oh, that's a great show. It's really funny.
Yeah,
I think it's really good. Kaley Cuoco does a surprisingly good Harley, even though she kind of leaves out the New York accent, which I kind of like about that. And it's like it was funny watching her like playing Penny for so long, who didn't know anything about comics, to being in a comic book show. I just thought that was funny.
Oh, the actress from the
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Okay, cool.
She plays Harley. She does a really great job.
Sweet.
Sweet. But and the last two pieces of news are not nerd related, but That 70s Show is getting a spinoff on Netflix called That 90s Show. We'll follow Eric and Donna's daughter, Leia Forman, because, you know, Star Wars. In 1995, she is what's going on with my computer? Oh, nothing. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
She's visiting her grandparents in the summer, where she bonds with a new generation of Point Place kids under watchful eye of Kitty and the stern glare of Red. Kurt Wood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp are set to return in their original roles. The series ordered 10 episodes of the series and will be a multi-cam sitcom like the original show.
So that'll be interesting because, like, I've heard, like, I haven't watched the 70s show, but like I've heard that it was a very solid show, and like the very last season, mm-hmm. it kind of just like sabotaged itself.
Don't they all?
Yeah.
Every sitcom does it, except maybe Community. But I mean, it had its weak moments. But yeah,
just all the ones that kind of keep getting renewed in the same way, and they can't keep up with how they're being renewed.
Mm-hmm.
I literally think the only reason that like Community was kind of immune to that is because they like acknowledged that at every turn that like they could. When you have like Abed going on like a whole like monologue about like how they're hemorrhaging characters, it's like, you talk about, this isn't a TV show. But yeah, because like every show they just lose characters, and they have to act like, oh yeah, that's just, you know.
Well, that's what happened on this show. The main character left.
Yeah.
To do Spider-Man 3 and become Venom. Topher Grace.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. So he left, and that's when the show went downhill.
So it'll be interesting to kind of see, you know, like, and she's like that, like what they acknowledge as canon and what they like mm-hmm. choose to kind of like avoid
mm-hmm.
talking about, to kind of like let the audience, because a lot of the shows they do that, they'll like, you know, they'll focus on what the audience liked, and then like plot points are like equally as in the show as all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, isn't liked well by the audience, will kind of just like ignore that, like push that just like the side.
Right.
So we need to see how the show handles that.
And since it's only 10 episodes, I kind of fear how many cameos you're going to try to squeeze in.
Yeah, because it looks like it's kind of getting the Full House to Fuller House treatment, because it wasn't mm-hmm. the exact same thing where like Fuller House received 10 episodes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then lastly, it's a bit of tragic news. I'm sure everyone's heard by now, was someone was accidentally shot with a prop gun. That had a live round in it on the set of the movie called Rust. The director was also injured in the incident. The person killed was Halyna Hutchins, and our thoughts go out to her family during this time. That was just a tragic thing, and figured we'd acknowledge it since this is an entertainment podcast. So,
yeah.
Just be careful with your props, ladies and gentlemen, like we were in Phantom.
Yeah. And that's just one of the things, especially, you know, me having worked in live theater, one of the things you learn there is to check the props like multiple times, or even just doing like magic stuff on stage, you know, when you're attending lectures and all that about doing magic shows. It's like, make sure you check your props always. Like, and I know for big movies like that, you know, there, what is really needed is just a team of people. Like, okay, you check this once, you check this again. Like, it needs to always. So just for that slip up to happen, I mean, that really is like tragic, because unfortunately, this could have been prevented, maybe. Yeah. Hopefully, at least with this, like, not that there can really be any justice or like positive to come out, but hopefully this will cause Hollywood to like re-examine the methods that they use, like using blank rounds compared to just having it be in a computer where there aren't real gunshots, and you just put it on there instead. Because what I didn't realize this until after all this came out, and there were a bunch of like directors talking about it, is like in the Punisher, for every gun they have there, they're just blanks. There was no computer stuff in that at all, meaning that like tons of risk, because like all the people, like most of the people, there are a lot of guns used
in the Punisher.
And, yeah, and like not every extra with a gun was properly trained on how to use the blanks. These kind of have to have some kind of trust that nothing would go wrong, but you can't have that kind of trust where there's that much risk. You need to make sure and have safeguards, and it would be so much easier. It'd be just a bit more expensive, but so much easier and so much safer just to have that animation instead.
Right. And I saw a video earlier today from a guy who does prop guns. That's like his specialty and stuff that. And he was talking about, you know, the differences between doing CGI, because there are a lot of movies where they do just do CGI, and then there are movies where they do blanks. And he said it's a lot more work to do it with CGI, and, you know, it's a lot more time and effort. But there are places where it's necessary, but there are places where it just won't work. So, you know, just got to find the balance and, you know, get the correct training and, you know, have the people on set who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because there's a big strike right now in Hollywood, and this actually resulted in cutting corners, because there's a union for all the set workers and they're on strike. And so they hired a bunch of non-union workers who don't have who don't exactly have the fail safes.
Yeah.
To kind of combat just this, like, kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's training and like the expertise.
Right. And so, you know, a lot went wrong. And so, you know, they'll be working to fix it here in the next couple weeks and months.
Yeah,
and
it's years, just like so. Only do stuff like that if you know what you're doing, and if you can ensure that it will be a safe process. Because I know that in magic, one of the most important lessons I've learned is like, any no danger for you or anyone at all. If there is any danger, you are doing it wrong.
Right.
Because there are tricks, I guess the most common example is, you know, that trick with like the bags, like a spike in one bag, and the magician has to like slam his hand on the three bags. And then the big reveal is like the fourth bag is one that has the spike, and he didn't slam his hand on that one. It's supposed to be like a mentalism trick, like knowing the bag or you know, whatever. There are tons of different ways to do that, most are safe, but you can do it in like risky ways where there actually is a chance of you slamming your hand onto that spike. Magicians have done that in the past, mm-hmm. and it's not good. I think there was actually one really like infamous example, like a really bad time where like it, where like the magician had like a spectator up there with him and actually slammed the spectator's hand and his hand into the spike. Mm-hmm. And it's like, never should it get to that point. You,
right.
You, or especially like in an audience member, you mm-hmm. should never put anyone who's not fully like aware and consenting to the danger in mm-hmm. in the danger there.
Right, right. And then don't cut corners, which is another, which is no. what happened here. Just don't cut corners, especially when yeah. you're using dangerous props like that. But so let's transition if we can out of that. Exactly. And let's that's all the news I have. So let's talk about some Halloween stuff. I don't know what you wanted to do. Did let's you want to do like the the second option that I sent you, or do you want to talk about our favorite? Let's just do three favorite Halloween special episodes.
Sure. Yeah, just three favorite Halloween entertainment pieces.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to start off? Do you want to go ahead and
I will let
you will what? Because you've frozen at this point.
That is all right here.
You were frozen. So say that again.
I will give you the opportunity to just start off here if you would like it, and not just because I need a little bit of extra time to formulate everything.
So do I, but that's okay. So something that gets me in the Halloween spirit, I don't know why, is the Halloween Bake Off. I love that show every Ooh. Year when it comes around.
Okay.
I just, you know, they're like seeing all the cool creative ways people can make cake and dessert and such like, and such. It's called like the Great Halloween Bake Off, like, or something like that. It's like a spinoff of the Great British Bake Off or something. But, I watched the first time in like sophomore year of high school. Like, I'd just be doing homework and I throw that on in the background, and I got really into it, and I don't know, this is something that gets me into the Halloween spirit. I have not watched it in a couple of years because I'm busy with stuff, but it's still fun. I love watching that. I was trying to think of Halloween episodes and such. Oh, are they just getting home? That's crazy. Anyway, yeah, that's definitely something I love to watch.
Sweet.
Every Halloween. Oh, he's frozen again. We were going so well for a while.
Classic. Oh, okay.
We were going so well for a while without freezing.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you started, and then we started freezing again.
I didn't realize you were still in your sentence there, because you froze like the perfect ending of the sentence for me. And then like, I started and then it cut back to you and you were like still talking. I was like, oops.
No, you froze too. I had stopped, but then okay. you froze like, ah.
What you do is like, while I'm talking, you just like move your head around. So, like, I know that like that. Now I know you're frozen.
As you're saying that, I just like started moving my head and then you froze. So, this is great. This is great.
This is fantastic. Anyway, really quickly, while I'm unfrozen still, just hitting off the first thing on my list, an all-time classic. You know, I had to mention this, the Halloween episodes of Community. They're all just classics, except for season 4. Don't want yeah. to watch that Halloween episode, but like the first three, they're just so like a diverse on how they approach Halloween. You have mm-hmm. Scary stories, monsters, just a classic Halloween party. Mm-hmm. So those are great. No matter what kind of aspect of like Halloween you're in the mood for.
Oh,
like
yeah.
There are some aspects they don't necessarily have included, but for the most part.
Right, right. Yeah, you're not going to get jump scared community. By that episode, yeah, by yeah. those episodes. But
I think I'm frozen again.
Yep, you were very okay. momentarily. But okay. All right, so I guess what would be my second thing? Oh, no, we'll get to that in a second. But... My second favorite is probably, and I didn't like this at first, but it's the Slutty Pumpkin episode of How I Met Your Mother. It's season 1. It's the Halloween episode. And the whole premise of the episode is that the main character, Ted, he found this one girl one year, and she was dressed as a slutty pumpkin. And by that, he means like strategically cut pumpkin. you know, to make it look all slutty and such, because pumpkins inherently are not slutty.
Interesting.
So he, every year he dresses up as the same thing, hoping to, he's froze again. I wonder if he can hear me. Nope. Could you hear me then? Because you froze.
I could hear part of it, but you did freeze for okay. a bit.
So essentially he dresses up as the same thing every year, goes to the same Halloween party. He dresses as a hanging Chad from the elections in 2000. And this movie came out in 2000. This show came out in 2006. So that's how long he'd been trying to find this woman. And so he never, I don't think he ended up finding her that episode. He did in the second Slutty Pumpkin episode, but I hate that episode.
Okay.
I like watching this every year. I haven't watched it yet this year. I'm probably going to do that after we're done here. But yeah, I love watching that every year. The Slutty Pumpkin.
Nice. Let me.
I didn't prepare for this either, for the record.
Halloween episode specials. Because there's like other. There are medias I have in mind.
Like you could do like a Halloween movie, like a movie like you watch every year during Halloween or something. It doesn't, obviously, because I did the Bake Off thing, but.
Yeah. I will say this is just a little bit of a sidebar here.
Yeah.
But on every Halloween playlist I have, I also have several ABBA songs purely because of the second season Community Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Just an all-time classic. Why is this so tricky?
Since you've eaten on the podcast, it's my turn to eat on the podcast. I don't know why it's so tricky. Because
that was, when you that think, was really funny. You started picking out a fry of the container. It froze on my screen, then it unfroze.
In the same spot? You're gone now, but.
And then it just froze again with the fry right up here. It just kept. It's just like those books where you flip through and make the image go, but it's like if you just look at each page, it's you holding the fry in slightly different positions. Let's see. Now, a movie I really do like watching around Halloween time. American Psycho, just because it's a it's a classic. It's like a slasher film, not specifically Halloween slasher,
right?
But just Clue movie as well.
Okay,
another classic there. More Halloween, the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, so is that a fantastic Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Both.
Yes, I agree. You could watch it straight through from Halloween to Christmas.
Christmas has too many movies. Let's just count it as a Halloween here.
Well, if you call all horror movies Halloween movies instead of Halloween.
What?
If you count all horror movies as Halloween movies, so does Halloween. It's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yes.
But, okay, yeah, those are good movies. Yep.
Does that count as number two for me?
Yeah, that could count for as number two. Oh, geez. This is, you know, Rude. In my head, this is a better idea. But I also didn't give us time to prepare for it. So I sent it to you when I was at work. And I'm assuming it was like, you were at work.
It was like earlier today. Yes. Yeah.
And so I didn't prepare at work, obviously, because I'm working.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do anything when I got home because I was tired. Anyway, so number three for me.
Number three.
Is the Great Pumpkin. The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Love watching that every year. It's a great, it's a classic movie.
Classic.
Classic. Nothing more you can say about that because I can't think of anything more to say about that.
It's just us saying classic, just back and forth here.
It's a great episode.
Classic.
I might have to call this episode Freeze Frame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Freeze Frame would be a fantastic name. There is the...
Oh, no.
Watch on Netflix, but I haven't Say watched that again. Them every Halloween. There is the Fear Street series Halloween Netflix, which I haven't watched every Halloween because it just came out this year. I also haven't just seen all of them yet, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go. You can watch every Halloween from here on out. Then
what takes place on like Halloween? Why can I not think of like a single Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the Halloween heists? There we go.
Oh my god, how did I forget
that? There we
about
go.
That?
I knew there Those was are something so else good. I had watched. I knew Those there was great. Something else I watched recently that had Halloween.
Those are
episodes.
Wonderful. And I think on Sunday morning, I'm going to watch all those all the way through.
Yeah.
That is
they,
great.
Like, in my opinion, they do range in terms of like quality and all that. Like, the first Halloween heist is undisputed, like, masterpiece there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I like the second one too. And then, like, the one where, like, it's like the Cummerbund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fantastic.
That's a great one.
and I like that, like, the series finale of the series.
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
But now that I know it's a
you probably
what it is, but
yeah, you probably already know what it is. But they chose to end the series with that as well, that's just because it like was a classic.
Right. So we should do a ranking video. Remember how we did the ranking of Community?
We should rank the
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. The Halloween heists. Yeah, those
the show in general. Because remember, we did that for Community. We did our favorite
episodes. Oh, you mean like the whole show?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I actually like recently binge watched the whole show again. I believe I mentioned that in an earlier episode. Probably can't remember a single thing about it right now, but like probably my favorite episodes, just a little spoiler in the future here, but sure. The Pontiac Bandit episodes with Doug Judy. I don't remember the actor name.
Mm-hmm. Doug Judy's great.
Yeah. Fantastic. He's one of my favorite characters. Like anytime it's one of those episodes, you know they're gonna be good. Except for one. There's one I didn't like, but I can't remember that, but
yeah,
it's a Community, a bunch of random movies, Halloween heists, not in that order.
Mine was Halloween Baking Show, How I Met Your Mother, It's a Funny Pumpkin, and the other thing I said, Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, what a mess of an episode this was. Oh, she's frozen again. Oh god, this is a mess.
Also, in terms of fun watching, there's anything that's Alfred Hitchcock, because those are just nice ones to watch. And there's the classic 1960s Adam West like a Batman movie, because that is so chaotic. And you know it was not filmed in order. And you can tell most of the scenes were probably improvised in ways. But it's fantastic.
Good. So I think this is a good place to stop this wild episode. I'm getting a new computer for sure now.
I'm pretty sure 5 minutes in this episode was a great...
Nope. Then there's a freeze. You know what? Don't even bother saying that again, because you froze.
I was saying anytime would be a perfect time to end this, because it just kept freezing. Of course, I froze while I said that.
All right. So if you guys like this video episode somehow, you don't even have to listen to it. If you're listening to it, I'm surprised you made it this far. Give it a like. Subscribe wherever you are. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review, damn it.
5 stars. Yeah.
That's on the podcast platforms. Because remember, I put this on podcast platforms, not just YouTube.
And remember,
give it a like.
Remember, if this was your favorite episode, please seek urgent psychological help, because this was a disaster. But still better than the last 20 minutes. minutes of last podcast. So
yes. Yeah. Also, we have a countdown to Halloween starting, I think, by the time I post this, I would have already posted the other one on Real Shit. So go check that out. We got another one coming out on Thursday. So peace out, everybody.
REE. That's what makes it funny. Peace.